Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 130 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, her life, and today, her eats. Yeah, nutrition, man, especially in the new year. So before we start this really awesome podcast, I just want you to know that this episode of Her is made possible by our wonderful friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, hop on over to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. Now, just a quick reminder to go to iTunes after our episode and rate and review us because I love to hear your feedback. Most importantly, I read it and I love to hear from you. All right, it's time for Her.
Her. The podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind. Her body. Her life. It's all about her.
Uh-huh. Another new year upon us. And you know what one of those top resolutions is going to be, especially among women. And it's all about eats. Our nutrition. Now, before you go down the wrong path, because I'm sure you're already there, it's already a week into it, just about, I'm going to pull you back because we have Chef Abby Gelman with us, our go-to trained chef and registered dietitian, a culinary nutritionist who will set you on the right path. Chef Abby, welcome to Her.
Thank you. Always happy to be here. Especially in the new year.
All right,
year.
So here we are. It's a new year, and everyone out there, you know what's happening. They're all saying, I eat not so well, and I want to eat so well. And so now what are we going to do? Oh, it's so confusing out there. Nah. And so what I believe is taking small steps and switching out routines, because all the science shows that it's all about the routine. But so many women are just confused about where to begin. They hear everything out there, you know, the keto thing, the paleo thing, the Oreo thing.
Yeah, I mean,
what
it's crazy
to do?
How many
so
diet
Chef Abby,
there are.
Go for it.
Well, I like to get back to basics thing and kind of, instead of getting confused and overwhelmed by all of the information, which is, you know, so hard to get through, and you can get caught up in the weeds, and it's, you know, not necessarily the easiest thing to understand. I think getting back to basics and just doing baby steps, little by little. So, and everything kind of in a Mediterranean diet approach. If you can, rather than trying to follow some really crazy, difficult diet trend. So
okay, now hold
thing,
on now. Hold on. Before yep. you jump in any further, you know and I know that what just came out about 24 hours ago is the U.S. News and World Report 2018 list of the top best diets. And or nutrition programs per se. And interestingly, you mentioned the Mediterranean diet, and the Mediterranean mm-hmm. diet was number one. And yep. when we say diet, it's not like, you know, as it were, you have to have a certain number of calories, you've got to do this, you've got to do that. It's just
right.
a nutritional way of eating. Can you
Correct.
Help people out there understand what is the Mediterranean diet?
Sure. So the Mediterranean diet, I mean, kind of think about that region of the world is what I would suggest first. So Greece, Italy, like that kind of area where there's water, so there would be seafood, olives, so there would be a lot of olive oil, nuts, whole grains, seeds, a ton of vegetables, fruit. So you would be able to kind of have what I would call like a well-rounded approach. You're not cutting out any food group. It's just a matter of portion size and amount. So you're not going to have a plate full of lamb, for example. You'll have a smaller portion of lamb, and half your plate would be you know, green vegetables and nuts and things made with healthy fats like olive oil, for example, or avocado. So in order to kind of do that, one thing that I love telling people, especially in the new year, to kind of avoid being overwhelmed or going back to work or school or whatever the case may be, take whatever day you happen to be home and allot 2 hours. And in those 2 hours, cut up a bunch of vegetables, make a pot of grain like brown rice or quinoa, something that you like, cut up some fruit, kind of portion things out and have healthy things available to you so that when you come home from work late, it doesn't take so much to cook. Or if you're coming in and you're starving, you just went for a run and you need a snack, you have an apple there with some peanut butter already ready. You have a thing of yogurt. You have cut up vegetables that you can grab for instead of that candy bar or cookie or something that's easier and more accessible. So just kind of plan,
you know what
plan,
I love
plan.
About what you've just said, because you've said this to me before.
Yes.
What I love about it is you get a lot of win-wins out of this.
Yes.
The first one is clearly you already have some really healthy something that's delicious and satisfying,
right,
already prepared for you. But you know something?
Yes.
I remember a long time ago when you said, well, you know, it's just so good to already have everything all cut up and back and forth. And
yep,
I thought about that.
Mm-hmm.
So there, yep, I was cutting it all up. And guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I found it to be almost like a meditation.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
very calming. You know,
yep,
it's really calming to just sit there and kind of,
yep,
do that, to a certain degree, a bit mindless.
Yep.
And at the same time, it smells good and you can,
mm-hmm,
kind of, you know, throw a couple pieces of that nice vegetable in your mouth and get a good chew out of it.
Yep.
And, you know, at the end of the day, it also reminds you to do one other thing, which is plan in your life.
Yeah.
It's like a domino effect.
Yeah.
If you can plan this, then,
mm-hmm,
why not plan to get out earlier to exercise? Why not,
right,
plan to get your reports done for work?
Yep.
I see a spillover effect. Is that what you, mm-hmm, see too?
Yeah, and especially so if you're always scrambling for food at the last minute, for example, you're probably also scrambling to get out of the house on time or scrambling to finish your work or a million other things. But if you plan even just one little thing, I think you're right, and it has a spillover everywhere else. So if you start being able to plan like these 2 hours every Sunday, whatever it may be, and you start to enjoy it, you put on some music, it becomes like a meditation, then you're planning for the week. Then suddenly you have brought your lunch to work, and now you're not running out because you were hungry an hour ago and you're grabbing, you know, the worst possible thing for, you know, $15 every day. So you're saving money and you're eating healthier. And then maybe you feel better because you've eaten better for lunch. And so you're more productive and efficient at work in the afternoon. And you're not feeling run down and tired. And so you're getting ahead at work and you're getting ahead with your family or exercise, whatever the case may be. It definitely will have a domino effect, as you said.
Well, you know, I love what you're saying, because I want to drill home one other thing. Change scientists, you know, people, mm-hmm, who really look at the whole issue of changing habits, et cetera, have found that, you know, for the grand majority of habits, it's all but impossible to really extinguish sort of a past self-destructive habit, whether,
yeah,
you know, you're always late or you're overeating and binging due to stress and whatever. But what, mm-hmm, you can do is switch out the routine that you used,
yeah,
to do. So change,
yeah,
involves a cue, you know, and that,
mm-hmm,
is everything from stress to whatever, to the routine that is associated with the cue, and then finally a reward. Now, the cue and the reward, you know, almost never change. The reward should always be that you feel better, no matter what,
right?
Right? You should,
right,
feel better, not falsely better, but real, authentically better. The cue, I mean, come on. Stress is a piece of life. I mean, that's always,
yep,
going to be there. The,
yep,
issue is the routine. So you just said something so key, and that,
mm-hmm,
is that instead of binging, you know, instead of grabbing and going junk, you know, with junk food and whatever, and paying through the nose for it, I might add, like you said.
Yep.
If you instead have that ritual or routine on a Sunday where you cut up the vegetables and whatever, and you start actually scheduling in a routine, then what happens is you switch out one for the other, and the other one may still in the back of your mind be a bit of a default. It's sort of like, well, you know, I can always just sort of grab and go, but it becomes more of a whisper instead of a scream in your ear. And that's kind of where I'm coming from. So let's talk about some other switches that people can make for some of the common mistakes they make nutritionally.
Sure. Well, along with kind of keeping healthy foods around, so things we just talked about, like things you're cutting up or having there, but as far as snacks and things like that, whatever you have on your vice list, whatever foods trigger you. For some people, it's ice cream. For some people, it's potato chips. You know, it runs the gamut. But you know, everyone needs to look at themselves and say, these five foods or these 10 foods, whatever number it happens, you know, happens to be, if I eat one, I eat the whole thing, whatever triggers you. Try to find replacements, number one, that are satisfying. And with that, also try not to even purchase those vice foods in your home. So then the whole idea of that as something you want to reach for just goes away, and it's not even an option anymore. So if you know that you like peanut butter cups, for example, then maybe you make sure you have peanut butter and you have some good cocoa powder and you make some kind of peanut butter smoothie with the cocoa powder, which is just as satisfying, but it might have fruit or vegetables or yogurt in there as well, and you're not eating chocolate, you know, a big Reese's peanut butter cup or some, whatever that, you know, happens to be, for example.
Yeah, I call, you know, I call a lot of those foods, and I always make sure people, you know, really are aware of this. They're bingeables. You can't just have one. So if you know for a fact that you're ready to rock it on, you know, after you've had one, something's up. You know, ask yourself these questions. If something's sitting in front of you, right? And if you consume it, you know that you'll feel a sense of loss of control, then that's a bingeable. And the second one is, if you consume whatever's in front of you, it could be liquid or it could be, you know, solid, whatever, beverage or some food thing, some product, and you feel shame, blame, and guilt after you've eaten it, then that ain't working for you either. So, you know, when's the last time you ate a nice, delicious, crispy apple and felt rotten? So that's typically a non-bingeable. I don't know a whole lot of apple heads out there. So, you know, I have, it's like an art form. What you're asking people to do is some trial and error. Find out what works for you, right?
Yep. And it's hard. It's very hard. But if, you know, if you're motivated and it's, you think about really, you really sit down and make a list of what you know to be your trigger foods and think about replacements. Even like if you know that you would sit down and eat a whole jar of peanut butter, for example, you can buy the little packs that are pre-portioned. So, you know, that's just one example. If you know that you will sit down and eat a whole pint of ice cream, then maybe you save that treat for the summertime when it's hot out and you still don't buy the ice cream, but you go to a really nice ice cream parlor where everything's homemade and you have, you know, a dish where you're really enjoying it. And then you're still kind of working around the system, but not completely depriving yourself.
I love the word, you know, when we're when you and I, Chef Abby, are talking about nutrition, I love the word nourish.
Yeah.
You know, when you nourish yourself, what does that make you think of when I say the word nourish, Chef Abby? I'm just curious.
Well, right now it makes me think of like something warm, like something that makes me feel warm and whole. And there might be a lot of different things in it. So maybe it has vegetables in it and beans or some kind of like hearty stew or something that makes your mind and your body feel good and taste good and doesn't make you feel, you know, shame, blame, or guilt, or even just you feel good after you've eaten it, just physically.
It's funny. As you were saying that, I was thinking to myself, when's the last time you felt nourished with one of those cheap kind of 7-Eleven candy bars? I'm going to go nourish myself with one of the, it doesn't make any sense. Yet at the same time, when I hear the word nourish, I get that same kind of warm and cozy and comforting and nurturing feeling. I'm thinking of like homemade soup, some chili in a crock pot. You know what I mean? That kind of a thing. Nourish to me seems, it feels to me like a, I'm offering someone a gift of something that's life-giving, that is not self-destructive, that is natural and beneficial for you. I don't know. I'm getting all these feelings from it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and it makes me think of like family and a home and children and, you know, taking care of yourself, taking care of people around you.
I love to use that word when we're talking about, you know, nutrition per se. Now, let's look at small changes that you recommend, Chef Abby, that give you a large return on investment.
Sure. Well, one thing that I think people forget about is drinking enough water. Water, tea, not sugary beverages. So I think we all walk around dehydrated half the time and we don't even know. Maybe you're getting headaches. Maybe you're just feeling tired and run down and you're getting sick or any number of things can be going on. And just drinking water and making sure you're hydrated well can do wonders. You know, it can mess with your feeding cues and all sorts of other things if you just simply haven't had enough to drink.
I love it. I love it. I love it. Now, there is, I treated myself to something that I think you're going to love.
Okay.
I'm a tea drinker, but, you know, sometimes it's a pain in the drain to sit there with the one little cup thing. And when I really want to have two and blah, blah, blah. So now they have this brand new thing. I'm sure you've seen it. It's a tea maker by Breville. And it is unbelievably cool. You just simply put the fresh leaves in. You buy it from, you know, you can go to your favorite place. We have a place called Capital Teas, which is, you know, kind of in a number of locations around. And what you do simply is put the leaves in there and fill it up with X amount of water, depending upon how many cups you're getting out of this thing. And then just turn it on. And it literally has all the settings for classic tea, you know, like, you know, 9 minutes at 205 degrees, whatever. In no time at all, you have enough tea to make you just so happy. And then I just put the excess, you know, I'll have a cup and I'll put the excess. I'll either keep it warmed or I'll put it in a, you know, thermos or something like this, and then just carry it around with me. It's like I died and went to heaven. It's just the best. Treat yourself to that, because then you're also getting the highest level tea too. And it's really good. Like, I'm literally, as we're sitting here, drinking turmeric and ginger tea. What a combo.
Sounds delicious. Oh my gosh. Yeah.
All the good things for you, right? All right.
Other small
things you can do with a big return on investment.
Find a friend is one that I love because it all comes down to motivation, right? So if you don't want to do something, no matter what that something may be, if you're not motivated to do it from within, you're not going to do it. Just because somebody tells you to do something doesn't mean you're going to want to do it. So I find that finding a partner, a friend, a family member, a spouse, anyone, a child, you know, a son or daughter, somebody who can, you know, you can motivate each other. You have a commitment to each other. So maybe you don't want to go for your walk after dinner tonight and you're feeling a little tired. But if you know you're meeting a friend downstairs and you're going for a walk in your neighborhood, or you know you're daughter's going with you, or whatever the case may be, you're more likely to stick with those plans, and you're almost guaranteed to feel better after it. And glad
okay,
that you
did.
Okay,
how about cooking with a friend? Come on.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That's
absolutely.
Way fun.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And just try some new things. All right. Now you're a smoothie queen. Tell me a really simple, oh my gosh, you know, my alarm clock went off late type of smoothie in the morning that you could put together in no time at all that will give you some awesome ingredients and health benefits.
Sure. Well, one of the easiest things to do right now is always have stuff on hand. So the protein could be yogurt, it could be kefir, it could be a nut milk or dairy milk. These are kind of your protein. Then you would want some kind of fruit, and frozen fruit is easy to keep on hand, any kind you like. And then I like to always put some kind of vegetable in there. So if you have frozen spinach all the time, that's a good one, or if you have spinach or a cucumber or anything like that in your drawer, in your fridge, those are good too. Put that all together and that will taste amazing. If you have extra add-ons like nut butter or a handful of nuts or chia seeds, anything like that goes in well, but you really only need a protein and, you know, some kind of fruit and vegetable. And if you have all of that, you're easy, ready to go anytime.
You know what I do? I love those packs that have the combination chia and flax. You know?
Yep.
This way I feel like I'm getting all the omegas I need, right?
Yep, absolutely. So if you have a stocked pantry, a stocked freezer, you should be, you know, with just your essentials. So that kind of goes back to planning. If you know you always have yogurt or kefir or milk, something like that. If you know you always have a bag of frozen fruit, if you know you always have a bag of frozen spinach, if you have, you know, if you know you always have chia or flax or nuts, always you'll be able to make something easily and quickly.
Yeah, and just sort of throw it together. All right, so a lot of women now are realizing that the new science says that you should really, prioritize breakfast and lunch. But dinner, you know, should no longer be that Bacchanalian feast that was packing on the pounds and not making you feel so great at nighttime. All right.
Right.
So what is a great dinner that's satisfying and that a woman can, you know, finish eating by 7, no later than 7:30, and be able to skate right through the evening, wake up in the morning 12 hours later, begin to resume her eating again, say at 7 in the morning. So what's a great dinner?
So you need to have enough fat and protein to make sure you feel full generally. So that's as simple as a chicken breast or a piece of fish.
What about vegetarians?
Vegetarians who eat eggs, you can have something with eggs. You can make an omelet easily, some hard-boiled eggs, a little egg salad type of thing with a salad next to it. If you are vegan, then some kind of lentil soup or bean-based chili, something like that is always very easy. And you can even go as simple as rice and beans, for example, with, you know, some spinach on the side or some kind of green vegetable.
Again, portions, and portions.
Mm-hmm.
You notice Chef Abby did not say Mount Saint rice, okay? She said, and hopefully basmati rice or brown rice, something, you know, that's got
very
more
small
fiber.
Keep it to like
and,
a third of a cup.
Yeah,
max.
There you go.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you throw vegetables into it and all the rest of it, I mean, at the end of the day, it looks a lot bigger than it is. You know what I mean? It's like a visual thing. You don't have to have some monster portion, not unless you really want to pack on some weight, you know, late at nighttime.
Yeah.
And how about healthy fats? Because they're very satisfying.
Oh, yeah. Healthy fat. I love avocado. And that just adds. It can add creaminess and texture and satiety to everything that you eat. And also if you cook or you want to make a dressing or things like that, olive oil is wonderful. If you're looking for some interesting new fun flavors, you can get walnut oil or almond oil or even flax oil. And you wouldn't really cook with those. You could use them in a dressing. You could drizzle it on top of some, maybe you steamed some vegetables, and you can drizzle a walnut oil on there with some salt and pepper for a little interesting flavor change. Those are all really good healthy fats. And then obviously, for animal protein that has saturated fat in it, something leaner like a chicken or poultry or fish is always really good healthy fat.
Awesome. You know, tell everyone out there, Chef Abby Gelman, all about your website. You've got some really cool stuff on it. So if people go on over to culinarynutritioncuisine.com, what are they going to find?
Oh, yeah. I've got all sorts of stuff. Every week, I now am putting up a recipe video, and everything is a healthy recipe and tastes good. So my whole thing is it needs to look good, taste good, and be good for you. So I've got a lot of family recipes coming up with a lot of kid videos. I've got videos just with me and doing a lot of all sorts of other types of recipes. And there's articles on there about different health topics and lots of great stuff.
Awesome. And so once again, the website is culinarynutritioncuisine.com. Chef Abby Gelman, you are such a savior to all of us in her podcast land when it comes to all things cooking and nutrition. I want to make sure that all of you out there in the Her Podcast land run on over to Abby's wonderful website so that you can view these cooking videos. Watch what you need to do. She takes you through it simple, small steps. And then make a change in your own life, you know, for that, oh, well, new year and new you. Certainly new and improved anyway. There you go. All right. Chef Abby, thank you so much for being on the podcast.
Thanks for having me.
And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And then just take a moment and rate and review us on iTunes. Why? Because I love to hear from you, and we incorporate that into everything we do. It's just too much fun hearing from you. I'm Dr. Pam Peake. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeakeMD, and you can also check out our Her Show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening, and stay well.